Good morning. You see how many smart young people we have today. I'm going to give you some really easy questions. Okay? You listening? Who takes care of you at home? Who takes care of you at home? I need an answer. I can't just point to someone. Who's going to answer? Your mom and dad. Our parents take care of us when we're at home, right? Now, do your parents give us rules to follow? Nobody's going to answer. There's no rules. It's anarchy. Yes. They give you rules. Yeah. And do you always follow those rules? Do you always follow those rules? I see a lot of parents going like this. Well, why don't we follow the rules? Why don't we follow the rules? Why don't we follow the rules? Who wants to answer that? The what? The what? So you have to follow the rules so that you won't get hurt. But sometimes we don't follow the rules. And why don't we follow the rules? Huh? Yeah, he follows the rules all the time. Okay. Don't we forget sometimes? Do we ever forget to follow the rules? And then what happens? Do our parents throw us out of the house because we broke the rules? Huh? Has anybody ever been thrown out of the house because they broke one of their parents' rules? We want to throw you out of the house sometimes. Of course not. Okay, one last question. Why don't our parents throw us out of the house when we break the rules? Because they love you. Our parents love us. And even though we break the rules, and even though we do things that we're not supposed to do. Our parents love us, and they want to embrace us at all times, even when we're bad. You know, as children, there is a tendency to be mischievous. As children, sometimes we are experimenting with things. We're trying to push the envelope a little bit. And our parents are telling us, do this and do that and don't do this and don't do that. But sometimes we just want to push and says, well, what will happen if I do that? But our parents will still always love us. And they will never throw us away because of that love. But we are also the children of God. And He loves us. He loves us more than we can even describe. And sometimes, even as adults, we break the rules. We don't follow His instructions all the time. And sometimes, maybe we push the envelope a little bit to see what will happen if I do this or if I do that. This is part of our fallen humanity. Says our fallen humanity says puts us to the position that it has given, God has given us the free will. And sometimes we use that free will to do those things that He has instructed us not to do. And of course, like one of our smart young people today said, he says the reason we have rules is so that we won't be hurt. And God has set up and given us those rules so that we won't be hurt. He's not wanting us to jump through hoops to see how high we can jump or to see how difficult he can make our lives for us. But he's always set up the rules and the instructions. And every single one of us, in one way or the other, breaks those rules and does not follow those instructions at one time or another. Because we're weak. We're like the children. And all the same reasons that the parents love the children, even though our Father in heaven also loves us, even though we are sinners, even though we break the rules, even though we don't follow his instructions. It is this love for us. And because a parent's love is so great for his child that it would never throw it away, so is the Father's love for us. And he will never throw us away, no matter what. So I pray today and always that we remember the unconditional love that our Father has for us, the unconditional love that he will never throw us away. He will always forgive us. Sometimes we might feel like he's punishing us, but the reality is we're not being punished by God. We're being punished by our own actions. So he said, don't do that. Don't touch the stove when it's hot. And then we touch the stove when it's hot. He says, whose fault is that? The parents who said, don't touch it? He says, it was a punishment. But it wasn't the parents that punished. It was ourselves. We punished ourselves because we did what we were not supposed to do. So remember that God is only love. He's there to love us. And if you feel like you're being punished for something that you did, that punishment comes from your own actions. It's not a punishment from God. Well, my friends, I hope and I pray that we go through the rest of this week and through the rest of our lives always feeling that God loves us and always remembering that when we do something that we shouldn't do, it says to go back to him, ask him for forgiveness, and he will, in fact, forgive us.